So you came then in 61, and what did you do those 10 years before you got married here?
I went to school for 5 years, and then I finished grade 8 here, and then I started working for my dad on the farm.
He had bought a farm in the meantime then?
Well, he was renting land here too.
What did he do when he came here, first of all, shall we say?
Oh, he worked in factories, mostly in the summer, working picking tomatoes for other people. And as soon as he could, he started share growing tomato crops. And then he managed to...
What's that mean, share growing?
Share growing, where we would do all the work, the farmer, he would have the equipment, the machinery, the land. The farmer would pay us the fertilizer, and they would have a tomato contract, and then we would do all the work. We did that for a couple of years.
And then you get a share of the profit then?
Yeah, share of the profits, but we have to do all the labor, and he supplies the land machinery. And then, after a couple of years, we managed to pick up our own tomato contract. We rented land, we bought some old farm machinery, which other farmers had thrown away. And that's how we started. So right now we got about 500 acres that we're working.
Oh.
200 acres owned and the rest is rented land.
Where the first rented land that you had, was that in this area as well?
Yeah, it's always been in the Port Rowan area.
Mm-hmm. And now what do you farm on those 500 acres?
We got about 40 acres tomatoes, 20 acres cucumbers, and the rest is in the corn this year. Mm-hmm. And we have a couple of combines that we use for custom combining, and then trucks for hauling grain. So we're more into the custom work too.
So all in all, you sound like you're keeping pretty busy.
Well, we're quite busy, yeah. This is the only way we could see how we were going to make it, by trying to do enough so that we had work every day, and then scattering the work so that there was, right now we're year-round, like in the winter we're hauling machinery, trucking, and the summer on the farm, so we sort of have an income every month of the year.
Sure, let's keep it going. And how many people are you, as a family, you're working together?
Yeah, just as a family. There's me and my dad, and then I got two brothers that still work on the farm, too.
Mm.
And then the smaller brothers, they drive tractor too. They're still living at home there.
Oh yeah, the old.
Yeah, from the ones that are on the farm. Yeah, I got an older brother. He's got a truck driving job somewhere. So.
Okay. So then in 1971, you married Eva. She had come out here as well with her parents. Or?
She was 2 years old when they came to Canada. They came to Saskatoon, Saskatchewan.
Oh.
Swift Current, Saskatchewan.
Swift Current, 1953.
Yeah.
They returned from Mexico.
Yeah, that's when they first came up.
Hmm.
And then they moved to Manitoba, and...
How long were they in Saskatchewan?
About 5 years in Saskatchewan. And about a year in Manitoba, and then they came to Ontario.
So it would have been about 19, also around 1959-60, they came here.
Yeah.
And then what did her parents do? A similar kind of thing, farming too?
No, just working out all the time.
And tomatoes?
Tomatoes, and yeah, just for farmers, and then winter for factories.
Are they still around here?
Yeah, they still live in the same place they were moved to.
What's your father's name?
Peter Ham, R1 Belmont.
Yeah. Okay, how did you meet your wife?
She got baptized in church, and I went to that Sunday. I went to church there to watch her get baptized. And,
saw her there.
Yeah, I talked to her there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'd heard, I'd seen her church a couple times, and I'd heard about her, but.
And then it didn't take very long when you got married.
2 years.
Oh, that long yet?
Yeah, when I was only 17, I believe, when I first met her, 18, somewhere in there. Mm-hmm. And We went together for 2 years and then we got married.
Is the way young people court here in Ontario, is that the same as what's done in Mexico, or is it pretty different?
I don't know. I was pretty young when we left Mexico. There, more or less, they just started getting groups together on the evenings or on Sundays. Whereas myself here, I only went away on Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
It was 40 miles to go to see her, like when I went to see her.
Mm-hmm.
So I just went there.
Mm-hmm. So would you be able to comment on the different? I'm a little curious about what your information is regarding the difference in the social life between here and Mexico. Do people ever talk about that? Like, for example, courting or like young people getting together and things. Is it very different here? Is it or not?
I really don't know that much about it. I know in Mexico they're more or less in groups. Is the minute that people are so close together. When I was growing up here, I was sort of isolated from the Mennonite people. The only time I did see them was when I went to church on Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
I really didn't grow up with any Mennonite friends.
Oh, yeah.
And
they don't stick together that much. They only see each other in church.
Right.
You're too far apart or too scattered.
Yeah, at least that's how I grew up. Now, in the Elmer area, it might be a little different because there's more living close together.
Oh, yeah.
But where I lived in Clear Creek, where I grew up here, there weren't any Mennonites for the first 8 miles or so.
Oh, yeah.
So
there wasn't much chance to get together then.
No, yeah. I more or less just grew up with the nearby neighbors, kids, and they're all English.
Yeah. Okay, and that's significant in itself because that's quite different from Portland.
Yeah.
And I suspect that there are a good number that are growing up the same way.
Yeah, especially where they live farther apart. Yeah, where the Mennonite people aren't so close together.
Does the church regarding the social? Does the church here have anything any time when the people get together? Any event by themselves on there, or you know what I mean, like on a Saturday or a Monday or a Wednesday or anything like that?
No, the old Colony Mennonite Church does.
I understand, like, some of the other ones around here do, so I was wondering.
Yeah, I did talk to the ministers once about it 4 or 5 years ago. Shortly after I was married, there were so many people. First of all, the ministers were complaining that some of the young people were getting baptized and they didn't have catechism, which is one of the requirements.
Mm-hmm.
So I suggested that they should get together on Saturdays or during the week sometimes, one night in the evening, and study it all together. But they did not seem to be interested in it. They thought it would resemble one of the other churches, and they didn't. They thought it might make the people start going to other churches already.
So, okay. So they're saying that they'd rather not go in that direction. There's actually...
Yeah, they didn't want to change. They wanted more or less how they were brought up in Mexico.
So, is there any time when the young people learn the catechism, since they're not in that kind of school where you would have learned before, right? In Mexico?
Yeah, they're in Mexico.
How do they do it here now then?
Mostly just in the home by themselves. I think a lot of parents I've heard that a lot of parents don't even teach their kids.
Mm-hmm.
When the kids want to get baptized, they go down their own and
start reading.
Yeah, this is how my wife did it. And I should say myself too, I still remember most of it from Mexico.
Oh, yeah.
Because I learned so well in Mexico that some of you just don't forget over there. And my wife, she learned that with you more or less by herself.
Do all of them know it well?
No, they don't. This is one of the complaints that there's so many that don't know.
And they're required to stand in front of the church as a group and respond to questions. What those that don't know what happened?
Oh, they still have to stand up. They don't have to say that. They don't have to answer.
They're not asked?
No, they're not asked. They pass.
Oh. So they administer checks beforehand. Who knows the catechism or who's ready to respond to things?
Yes. Yeah, they do find out how many of them are going to be able to say as well. Also, they're supposed to sort of know it off the heart. Well, a lot of them don't know off the heart. Or I guess most of them today already, they have a catechism with them and they read it off.
Oh.
But we can run into quite a few that can't read it. They're just completely
satisfied. Yeah. Was it, do you know if it was tighter than that in Mexico? There, everybody had to memorize it? Or has that changed? What I'm searching for here is whether or not it changed.
Well, yeah, most of them do it there off the heart.
So the rules are being relaxed, I want to say. Not at least in Mexico.
Yeah, oh yes. I don't think it was a rule that they had in North America. But I think more because so many knew it off the heart. Anybody that didn't, they were just scared. So it was more or less a shame, you know?
Yeah. But that pressure isn't there now.
Either they knew it off the heart or they didn't say it at all.